This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abayim. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I would like to share with you a number of thoughts on five comments of the Baal HaTurim on Parshas Shemais. Baal HaTurim, of course, was written by Rabbeinu Yaakov, the son of the Rosh, the son of Rabbeinu Asher. The Rosh is one of the classic Rishonim, one of the classic Poiskim from the times of the Rishonim. The Rosh was born in Germany, and he later came to Toledo, Spain, and Rabbeinu Yaakov, the son of the Rosh, came along with him, and he wrote comments on the Parsha, which are what we call Bederech Remez, in the manner of the allusions that lay in the wording and the lettering of the Torah. I would like to share with you a number of thoughts on five comments of the Baal HaTurim on Parshas Shemais. It's interesting. A contractor once came to Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the son-in-law of Rabbi Yashiv, and he's the author of many, many very interesting svarim, whether it's Aleinu Shabeach, Tuvcha Yabiyu, Sayroscha Shashuai, and so forth. And the contractor had the following unusual question. Contractor said, I'm building a shul, and I know that halacha mandates that a shul, or at least recommends that a shul have a certain amount of windows, that a shul should have 12 windows, but I want to know, is there any halachic recommendation or suggestion how many supporting beams a shul should have? And Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein thinks for a moment, and he says, well, actually, there is no halachic mandate how many beams a shul should have. However, he would like to make a recommendation, and he pointed to the Baal HaTurim on the opening pasuk of Parshas Shemais. The Baal HaTurim points out that the first pasuk in Shemais, the pasuk begins with a vav and ends with the letter vav. Begins and ends with the same letter, the letter vav. Says the Baal HaTurim, this is a mashal. This is a parable. Leboine paltarin. This comes from the final comments of the Baal HaTurim on pasuk aleph of the beginning of Shemais. Someone who built a palace, be'amod echad. He built a palace with one supporting beam, v'nafal, certainly the palace will fall. V'chazar u'bana, b'shnayim amudim. He then builds it with two supporting beams, v'nafal, and again it falls. B'shloisha amudim. He builds it with three beams, v'nafal, and it falls again. So this contractor realizes that one, two, and three beams is not sufficient support to hold up a palace. So what does he do? He builds it with 12 amudim, and then it stands. Ma asa banoi biyud beis amudim v'yamad. So too says the Baal HaTurim. God is trying to build the great palace, the edifice of Klal Yisrael. Avraham, Yitzchak. Avraham is one beam, but that beam could not hold up the Jewish people. As Yishmael came out of Avraham, Yishmael is considered refuse, psoilas. Yitzchak cannot be the only or even the second supporting beam of Klal Yisrael and support Klal Yisrael, Avraham and Yitzchak, because from Yitzchak also came out Psoilas, namely Esav. Yaakov, again a third beam, would not suffice to support the Jewish people until Yaakov created 12 children, 12 tribes who formulated the 12 pillars of the Jewish people, and that held up the Jewish people. It says about Tum Kach Avraham Yitzchak Yotze Mehem Soilas. From Avraham Yitzchak came refuse, Ad Shnayim Asar Shvatim, until we had the 12 tribes, Shlo Hayibem Soilas, that had no refuse at all. The 12 tribes are a reference to the fact that Yaakov Avinu's progeny, Mitase Shlema, his offspring were complete. Says the Baal HaTurim, this is the deeper meaning of the phrase Vavei HaAmudim, the Vavim, the two Vavs that support the Jewish people, namely the 12 tribes, Shehim Amudei Olam, quoting the Medrash Rabbah, the 12 tribes support the world. Therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, even though there is no halachic imperative that a shul have a certain number of supporting beams, nevertheless, based on this Baal HaTurim, that the Jewish people are built on Vavei HaAmudim, the 12 tribes, which are alluded to in the opening pasuk of Parsha Shemais that begins with a Vav and ends with a Vav. So therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the shul, at least it's a recommended, if possible, should have 12 supporting beams. And the hashkafa behind this, the philosophy behind this, is that if you have a kehila, if you have a tzibur, if everyone is, so to speak, the same type, then the congregation doesn't have real flavor. It's not a multifaceted congregation. But Yaakov Avinu was able to build the Jewish people on 12 Shvatim. Each one had their unique personality, unique talents, and so to speak, like in an orchestra, in a symphony, if everyone's playing the same instrument, the music sounds bland. But if everyone's playing a different instrument, provided everyone's playing the same song and playing to the same beat, then the music is that much more rich and pleasing to the ear. So to the Jewish people, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't expect everyone to be identical, but when the Jewish people are built on 12 tribes, where everyone has their unique talents, and yet we come together for the same common purpose, that is what is the foundation of the Jewish people, indicated by the opening Vav of Ela Shemais, and the way the Pasuk ends, Bo'u, ending in a Vav as well. Okay, we move on to our second offering. The Baal HaTurim says, Shemais B'nei Yisrael Haba'im. Here the Baal HaTurim utilizes the procedure, or the remez called Rashi Tevois. Shemois B'nei Yisrael Haba'im stands for Shivya, that when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, we were like a woman in captivity. This is reminiscent to me of another Baal HaTurim in Parshas Yisro, in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph, where the Pasuk says, Ba'choydesh ha'shlishi b'tzeis B'nei Yisrael me'yaretz Mitzrayim ba'choydesh hazeh ba'yoyim hazeh bo'u midbar Sinai. Then the third month, God offered the Torah to the Jewish people. God gave us the Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah in the third month, namely in the month of Sivan. It says the Baal HaTurim, why did God specifically give us the Torah in the month of Sivan in the third month? It says the Baal HaTurim, this is a remez to the teaching of the Gemara in Yevamos, that if you marry a shvuya, a woman who is in captivity, it says the Gemara in Yevamos, and daf lamid hey, that you have to wait 3 months for Havchana to be able to determine who, in fact, will be the father if this woman has a child. We wait 3 months because if you wait any less, maybe she was pregnant from a previous relation and we're not going to know who the father is. So too, Klal Yisrael in Egypt, we were in captivity. God, by redeeming us, giving us the Torah, was, so to speak, marrying us, and we'll discuss this further when we get to Parshas Yisro, but the fact that we are deemed a woman in captivity, this is alluded to in the opening of this Parsha, Shemois B'nei Yisrael Haba'im Shivya, we are in captivity. Now the Baal HaTurim takes this further. Because even though we were in captivity, even though we're a Shivya, Shemois, we still maintained our Jewish names. This is a remez to the teaching of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Perek Mem Ches, that for three reasons Klal Yisrael merited to be redeemed from Egypt, and one of them was we did not change our names, Shaloi Shinu Es Shemaisam. So even though Shemais B'nei Yisrael, we were Shivya, still Shemais, still we maintained our Jewish names. But the Baal HaTurim takes it even further. Because the first word of Shemais Ve'ela begins with a Vav. Vav is Moisif al Inyan Rishon. It connects you to the previous mentioned Pasuk, which is the last Pasuk of Sefer Bereishis, which says, Vayomos Yosef b'Mitzrayim b'mei ba'asar shanim, that Yosef died in Mitzrayim. What's the connection between Yosef's death in Egypt and the fact that even though we were in captivity in Egypt, we maintained our Jewish names? Says the Baal HaTurim, that even though we were in captivity, we still maintained our Jewish names. And who told us to keep our Jewish names? Yosef. But Yosef said like this, even though I needed to change my name to a secular name, Safnas Paneach, we know that in Parshas Mikhei, it's Vayikra Parai Shem Yosef Safnas Paneach. So Yosef is saying, even though I had to change my name, I beg of you, maintain your Jewish names, because in that merit you will be redeemed. So dovetailing the death of Yosef, who had to change his Jewish name, Ve'ela Shemois B'nei Yisrael, even though we were in captivity, we followed Yosef's advice, and we maintained Shemois, we maintained our Jewish name. However, I would like to just add that based on an amazing observation of the Sefer Ben La'ashri of the Tzaddik of Ranana, this observation of the Baal HaTurim is even more beautiful. Because if you look in Parshas Miketz, when in fact Paro changed Yosef's name, Vayikra Paro Shem Yosef Tzafnas Paneach, what is the very next pasuk? Vayetze Yosef HaKol Eretz Mitzrayim. Who went out to Mitzrayim? Not Tzafnas Paneach, Yosef. Yosef said, I don't care, Paro, that you're going to change my name. I will always maintain my Jewish name. So according to this, and by the way, the Ben Lashi writes, that is why Yosef sent word to Yaakov, Ani Yosef! Don't think I allowed my name to change, despite the fact that I'm in Egypt. I maintain my name Yosef. So now we can read the juxtaposition beautifully. Vayomos Yosef b'Mitzrayim. Yosef died in Mitzrayim. He did not allow the usage of the name Tzafnas Paneach. And therefore continuing, even though we were Shemais B'nai Yisrael, Haboim, we were B'Shivya, nevertheless, even though we were in captivity, Shemois, we maintained our Jewish name, emulating the way of our righteous ancestor Yosef, who despite the fact that Pare called him Tzafnas Paneach, Yosef still went by the name Yosef, Ani Yosef. Offering number 3. An amazing Balaturim. Balaturim says in the opening words, this is the opening comment of the Balaturim on Parsha Shemois, Ve'ela Shemois, Ve'adam. This is Rashi Tevois, says the Balaturim. These words, Ve'ela Shemois B'nei Yisrael, are Rashi Tevois, meaning each letter of these words refers to and stands for another word. Vav, Ve'adam, and a person. Aleph, Asher, that. Lamed, learns. Loimed, learns. Hey, Haseder, the Parsha. Shemais, Shnayim Mikra V'yachat Targum. B'nei Yisrael, B'nei, B'koil, Na'im Yashir, he sings in a pleasant tone. Yisrael stands for Yichya, he will live Shanim Rabois, many years, Aruchim, long life, La'olam, forever. In other words, Balaturim is referencing the Gemara in Brachas Chesam and Beis, La'olam Yashlam Adam Parshi Yosef and Matzibor, that a person should always try to complete the Parsha together with the Tzibor, Shnayim Mikra V'echad Targum, that anyone who does so, Ma'arichin Lo Yamav U'Shnaysav, they will lengthen his days and years. By the way, this remez is also quoted by the Levush with a little bit of a twist, where the Levush writes in Simen, in the Halachos of Shnayim Mikra, Be'echad Targum, in Simen Reish Pehe, the Levush says that Ve'ela Shemais B'nei Yisrael stands for V'chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikra V'echad Targum, and says Levush, this is an obligation on every single Jew. Now the obvious question is, I could understand if there would be a remez to the obligation to read the Parsha Shnayim Mikra V'echad Targum in the beginning of Bereishis. After all, that's when the mitzvah starts. But why, once we're in Sefer Shemais, all of a sudden we have a remez to a mitzvah that began a few months ago? Why would the remez be here in the beginning of Sefer Shemais? So the Chida and the Chaimis Anach asks this question, and he gives an answer al pi Kabbalah. But in the Sefer Gamani Oidcha, he brings that the fact that the remez to the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'echad Targum appears in Sefer Shemais may be an allusion to the psak of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Because someone once asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we know there's a mitzvah to finish all the parshios with the tzibor, to complete from Bereishis till the end of Zois HaBracha. Well, they asked Rav Chaim, what if somebody fell behind? And they're so behind, they'll never catch up. So it turns out, if they continue wherever they pick up the mitzvah, they'll never really be mashlim all the parshios. Is there still a mitzvah to be Maver Sedra? Or do we say, this year the guy blew it? If he's anyway not going to be completing all the parashios, there's no point in starting in middle. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, no. If you're not going to make up the previous parashios, there's still a mitzvah, there's still an inyan to pick up where you're up to, even though you're not going to be able to go back. Well, says the Sefer Gamani Oidcha, perhaps this is why the remez to Shnayim Mikra V'echad Targum appears in Sefer Shemais, to indicate that even if you didn't do the entire Bereishis, and you're sort of picking up in the beginning of Shemais, and it's too late to catch up and make up so many previous parshios, nevertheless, we will follow the advice of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and we'll pick it up right here. And the proof to this psak is the fact that the Torah is merames to the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra at a time where it would be very difficult, if you didn't start yet, to go back to the beginning. Another pshat which is offered by the Nefesh Yoinasan. The Nefesh Yoinasan brings the opinion of Rashi. There's a machloikis in Masechta Brachos. Why, in fact, does it say, when it talks about the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'echad Targum, it says, Chayv Adam Likros, Shnayim Mikra V'echad Targum, even Atarois V'divine. Even the names Atarois V'divine. Why do we pick even the names Atarois V'divine? Why don't we pick even Ruvain and Shimon? And the opinion of Rashi is that actually, even Reuven and Shimon, there is no Targum at all, and you would have to read that three times. So in other words, where there's no Targum Unklus on the Pasuk Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda, there's no Targum Yushalmi, and in that case, Tosfos' opinion is, you don't have to read that Pasuk three times, you read it twice, and there's no Targum, so there's no Targum. Rashi is of the opinion that you would read that Pasuk three times. Interestingly, the psak of the tour is to follow Rashi, that in fact the pasuk Reuven Shimon you would read three times, even though there's no targum at all. Says the Sefer Nefesh Yoinasan, maybe that is why the remez to be Maver Sedra appears in the beginning of Shemais, immediately preceding Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda, where according to some Rishonim you don't have to read that pasuk three times, but the opinion of Rashi, codified by the Torah, is even though there's no Targum whatsoever on Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda, you still read that Pasuk three times. And therefore, the remez to the obligation to be Maver Sedra appears right before the biggest chiddush, the biggest novelty of one's responsibility to be Maver Sedra, meaning even by the words Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda, you still have Chayiv Adam Likrei Saparsha Shnayim Mikra the Echad Targum. The Ayin B'Sefer Magid HaRakia, Maimer Chaf Beis, where we offer another pshat, why the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum is alluded to specifically in the beginning of Sefer Shemais. But let's move on now to a fourth offering of the Baal HaTurim. This is really a very beautiful exposition of the Baal HaTurim, and that is Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav. V'atiftach, she opens up the basket, v'atireyu asayelet, she sees the kid, v'hinei na'ar boicha, and behold, a child is crying. Vatachmal olav, she has mercy on the child. After all, who can have mercy on a crying child? Vatoimer, she says, miyalde ho'ivrim zeh, this must be a Jewish child. Comes the Baal HaTurim, and the Baal HaTurim seems to be bothered by, is this child a yeled, a young boy, or a nar? Or almost a teenager, or a boy who is not of age yet? But why describe him as a yeled, but early in the pasuk describe him as a nar? So the Baal HaTurim says that v'hinei nar boicha is not referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not that Basia heard Moshe crying and that's why she had mercy on him. The nar refers to, says the Baal HaTurim, zeh Aaron. This refers to Aaron, who is crying over the fate of his brother. In fact, says the Baal HaTurim, nar boicha is Gematria Ze Aaron HaKohen. Well, according to this, the pasuk reads as follows. She opens up the basket. She sees a yeled. The yeled was Moshe. V'hinei nar boicha. And this child's brother, the nar, Aaron, was crying. And Basia then says, there is no way that this is a Gentile child. Because if his brother is feeling so acutely the pain of his sibling, this must be a Jewish child. Because Basia recognized that only among the Jewish people could they have the empathy and the sensitivity that a young sibling, Aaron HaKohen at the time was only 3 years old, how could he have the capacity and the sensitivity for his little baby? It must be a Jewish child. Vatoimer, she said, miyaldei ho'ivrim zeh. This must be a Jewish child. Now, Aaron HaKohen was 3 years old. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar brings, the Medrash Tanchuma brings, that Aaron HaKohen already was a Navi for 80 years from the time he was 3 years old in Egypt. That means when Moshe Rabbeinu had his prophecy, Aaron HaKohen, according to the Medrash Tanchuma, already prophesied in Egypt 80 years earlier. Now, we don't know what Aaron HaKohen's merit was, that he was zoicha to prophecy 80 years before Moshe, but says the Sefer Raptuni Batapuchim of Rav Shoyma Arieli, it's very likely that it was in the merit that Aaron HaKohen had such sensitivity and empathy for his brother, that at this moment he was propelled to greatness and he already started prophesying in the land of Egypt. And finally, the fifth offering of the Baal HaTurim for today, Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, Vayelech Ish Mi Beis Levi. And a man went from the house of Levi. We know this was Amram. He married Yocheved, and from him came the Redeemer of the Jewish people. Well, says the Baal HaTurim, the Masoretic note on this words is that there is one other instance in the Tanakh where it says Vayelech Ish, and that is Vayelech Ish mi Beis Lechem Yehuda, and a man went from Beis Lechem Yehuda, and says Baal HaTurim, these two goings of a man have a striking similarity, namely, just like here, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Amram went, and this produced the Redeemer of the Jewish people, so too in Megillas Rus, Elimelech went, he went to the land of Moav, and through that going, that ultimately brought the redemption of the Jewish people. So, as Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goyal HaRishon, it has a connection to the going of Elimelech, which ultimately brought about the Gula HaAchrayna of Ben David, and we hope that we should be zoicha that by learning these parashios, which discusses the original redemption of the Jewish people, we have a tradition, that this is the paradigm for the future redemption. May we merit to see the redemption speedily in our days. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.